Lawsuits challenging the renewable fuel standard continue to add up, and the latest legal challenge comes from the petroleum industry. On Wednesday, the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers filed a petition with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit challenging the rulemaking process for the EPA's most recent release of volumetric requirements. In November, EPA released renewable volume obligations for 2014, 15, and 16, and biomass-based diesel requirements for 2017. In their petition, AFPM alleges that that isn't enough lead time to comply with the new standards. That issue is in addition to legal action taken by renewable fuel advocates that took issue with EPA's use of waiver authority to set RVO levels in its November release. AFPM filed a motion to intervene in that lawsuit to support the use of waiver authority. National Corn Growers Association Director of Public Policy Beth Elliott says the seven groups on the lawsuit challenging EPA's methodology say the agency made a huge decision when they decided to use a waiver authority.
At the corn growers, we're both concerned with the methodology they use, which is this general waiver authority, and then also the number, you know, the gallons that they selected. And, you know, under our view, the waiver that they chose to use is much more important and has a much bigger impact than any other decision they made in that RVO decision.
DuPont has also filed a motion to intervene on that lawsuit. Elliott says the oil industry isn't the only RFS stakeholder that needs to plan ahead.
I think anyone would agree that EPA should adhere to their own imposed deadlines, and it does make it difficult for any group or entity to have to make planting decisions. I mean, our farmers, for example, make their planting decisions a year in advance, and I know that the oil and gas industry has to do the same, but at the same time, they also knew this was coming, and they also knew that they had to meet at least some guidelines, and they chose not to.
AFPM did not respond to multiple requests for comment. In all, three cases relating to the RFS have been filed in the D.C. Circuit and have been confined into one case for the court's consideration. Additional filings are due to the court by March 11th. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.